We've been looking at the condition Chris Christie has left the state of New Jersey and how the new governor, Phil Murphy, may take it from here. In our fourth installment, WNYC's Nancy Solomon reports on Christie's record for creating jobs, what he called a great comeback.
For Christie, his accomplishments on reviving the New Jersey economy have to be viewed from where he started in 2010, a point he made just 1 minute into his final State of the State address last week.
We need to remember where we were 9 years ago, on the brink of financial ruin as a state.
Christie says he cut taxes and enticed companies to stay in state, which in turn spurred business growth.
Today, 8 years later, we have helped the private sector create 334,400 new jobs and 108,252 new businesses were created in New Jersey in 2017 alone.
Yes, the economy has grown, and we're certainly in a better place now.
John Whiten is the executive director of New Jersey Policy Perspective, a think tank that focuses on economic tax and budget issues. He says the state Christie took control of in 2010 was in the throes of the worst recession since the 1930s, and it has lagged well behind other states in its recovery. Whiten calls Christie's economic policies a one-trick pony that focused on providing tax breaks to business.
A few years into his tenure, the governor decided to really blow the roof off of the state's corporate tax subsidy programs. Any sort of spending cap was thrown out the window. They made the programs more and more generous to corporations who were being asked to do less and less.
If a company said it might leave the state, or if one from New York or Philadelphia wanted to move to New Jersey, they could apply for any number of tax incentive programs. Christie ended up giving away more than any other governor in New Jersey history, $8.3 billion in future tax revenue. He touted it in groundbreaking ceremonies across the state.
The noise that you hear around, this is the greatest noise I can hear as governor of New Jersey. It's the noise of construction.
Honeywell, Goldman Sachs, Panasonic, Bayer, Subaru, UPS, and hundreds of other businesses got tax breaks, usually to stay put. In 2012, Christie batted away questions about the number of tax giveaways. He insisted that companies would deliver on their promises of new jobs because they'd lose their tax breaks if they didn't.
You know, the question needs to be asked in the context of the person who gets a job because of it, able to support their family, able to pay their mortgage, able to put food on the table.
It was right about then that Christie launched the New Jersey comeback. It was his signature issue in 2012, a campaign to tout his success, bringing back the state's economy.
The New Jersey comeback has begun.
But the state had the second worst foreclosure numbers in the country and was lagging behind other Northeast neighbors in job growth. So inevitably, Christie was asked by reporters whether comeback was a bit optimistic.
Remember what the sign said, Michael. The New Jersey comeback has begun. It is not finished.
For the most part, the business community was happy. Tom Bracken, president of the statewide Chamber of Commerce, says criticism of the tax incentives is unfair.
We would have been very uncompetitive, and we would have lost businesses to other states, wouldn't have been able to attract businesses from other states. So we had to do this. We had no option.
And Bracken says Christie was doing more than just dole out tax breaks. His lieutenant governor, Kim Guadagno, was an ambassador of sorts to business, helping them with red tape. And he vetoed more bills than any other governor. And some of those were considered anti-business, like the one that would have raised the minimum wage. That's something Governor Phil Murphy says he wants to do. But when the new governor was campaigning last summer, he called himself a pro-growth progressive. He wants New Jersey to return to the glory days when it was home to tech giants, Bell Labs, and RCA.
You look at why GE went to Boston. Did they get a good tax package? Yeah, I mean, taxes on the list. My criticism of this administration is that's the only thing that's on the list.
Murphy took office on Tuesday, promising to revive New Jersey's economy by creating the kind of resources that attract 21st century business. That means improving higher ed and the state's transportation infrastructure and creating more partnerships between tech companies and colleges in the state.
A stronger and fairer New Jersey creates tools for small businesses and women, veteran, and minority-owned businesses to thrive instead of delivering massive tax breaks to a handful of select and connected big corporations that frankly don't need them in the first place.
Murphy inherits the motherlode of all corporate incentives. Christie signed a bill just before leaving office that promises Amazon $5 billion in tax breaks if it will choose to build its second headquarters in New Jersey. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.
Tomorrow, our road trip concludes in Chris Christie's hometown of Mendham, where his neighbors were expecting him to do more about their expensive property taxes.